This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. He's taking us to the planet Mars, courtesy of Curiosity. Bob, the photograph on your page does not look real. What is that?
Yeah, this is one of those really cool pictures that came out of Curiosity this week. It's from one of the navigation cameras. I'm sorry, it's from the high-resolution camera on Curiosity. And it looks in the distance at the horizon uphill on Mount Sharp. And what you see is a plethora of hills and mountains, a chaos of mountains. I call them Mad Mountains of Mars because it's really crazy looking. And so I also have a map there to give context to show what you're looking at uphill onto Mount Sharp. And what really is going on here is that Curiosity right now is at a spot where there's a geological formation called boxwork that it's doing drilling, and they're trying to understand what the boxwork is. But it's eventually going to be heading more uphill, and when it does so, it's going to reach a section called the sulfide bearing unit. And that's on orbital pictures, that's an area that appears very, very white and significantly eroded. And that's what these crazy peaks and mountains are. That's the sulfide bearing unit. It appears to be, it looks almost like a soft sand that can get easily washed away. And if you look at the orbital map, you can see that it really does look like flows of some kind came down the mountain and washed it away, almost like sand at a beach when the tide rolls out. The problem is we don't know if it was liquid water. It could have just as well been wind over enough time, and it also could have been ice moving downhill. We don't really know. That's really one of the questions that Curiosity will try to answer. And so that's what this picture is about. It's really, really cool. You look in the distance, and you're seeing an alien terrain. As you said to me before we came on the air, John, you said it looks like it needs trees. I thought to myself, yeah, it doesn't even have saguaros like it had in Tucson. It's barren. There is no life on the surface. And you're seeing the actual geology in very stark, naked form.
Bob, was this crater carved out from a bombardment?
Yes. That's at least the theory. Gale Crater is considered to be an impact crater, but for reasons that are still not quite understood, in the center, it has a central peak that almost fills the crater, and it's very high. That's Mount Sharp. And why it has such a dominant central peak is an unknown. And there's a geological reason, of course. Something happened after the impact to cause this mountain to grow. Volcanic is what you'd think, but we don't know. And so that's what Curiosity is trying to answer.
Does that match up with the theories that the moon is the result of a collision with a Mars-sized planet and Earth?
No, this is totally separate. This is an individual incident that occurred
so
on Mars.
So Mars didn't hit anything to create this?
No, something hit Mars.
I see.
You know, it was an impact on the craters. You know, even though many of the craters on Mars have been hidden, the crater counts on Mars match the Moon and the Mercury crater counts to indicate that about, what is it, half a billion to a billion years ago was what they called the heavy bombardment period. That's when the planets were forming from a lot of material in the accretion disk that had formed small planets and small objects.
Bob, we're going now to Kazakhstan, which is on Earth recently, but you suggest that it's moving. Where's it going?
It's heading west, but I don't mean that literally. I mean that figuratively, metaphorically. There were two stories this past week from Kazakhstan that suggest to me that the government there is strongly shifting its politics away from Russia and towards the west. They're in a position where they can't get unfriendly to Russia, but Russia's actions against the Ukraine has probably made the leadership in Kazakhstan wanting to create some independence from Russia. So one of the first story is not as a big deal, but they're talking about setting up a tourism system for people to come visit Baikonur, the spaceport, between launches. And that's something that Russia has always considered this to be a military site and blocked. But Kazakhstan, which owns it really and leases it to the Russians, they want to try to make some money from it. And they're moving forward, I think, contrary to what the Russians would like them to do. And the second story is more significant. They've announced that they have signed a deal with SpaceX to introduce Starlink into Kazakhstan. Now, that's definitely, you know, once again, because of the Ukraine war, Starlink is banned from Russia. It's available in the Ukraine. And now Kazakhstan, another former Soviet province, is going to get it. That gives them a great deal of independence from Russia because it gives them communications that Russia can't break. But they're willing to sign that deal. And it once again indicates that they don't trust the giant bear that's sitting next to them. They're trying not to poke it to make it angry, but at the same time, they want to have some independence from it, John.
Is the Cosmodrome well-sited for Earth launch?
It's not, you know, they can't make this a commercial site very easily. Okay. First of all, no one can go there because of Russia. Secondly, it's interior, which means that your first stages have got to land in Russia or right. Kazakhstan, and right. they're not going to look kindly on that from others. So, no, Russia's high latitude has always limited its capabilities.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.